This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Agat Devach, everyone. Parshas Vayechi. Tomorrow night is Yud Gimel Teves. Tomorrow night is the yard site of the Tzaddik of Ranana. We've started putting out a special sheet of selected choice Devei Torah from the Sefer Ben La'ashri, which are now available to download from our new website, RabbiDG.com, and you could sign up there for our emails and have the sheet every Shabbos. And what's unique about the Devei Torah of the Tzaddik Ranana is he promises that those who say over his Torah, he will be mispalel, and he will save from Kol Tzara V'tzuka V'chol Nego Machla. Tomorrow night is his yahrzeit, and we hope to have a special event commemorating his yahrzeit of Rabbi Yitzchak HaKohen Hoberman. And he asked a very interesting question, and the reason I share this now is this question was asked to me by my dear friend, Rabbi Josh Rosenthal, and that is, what's interesting is that the Torah describes the death of Rachel Imenu and her burial, and again it repeats it in this week's parasha. In other words, it talks about it in Parshas Vayetze, by the birth of Binyamin, and then again it repeats and discusses her death in this week's parasha, in Yaakov's conversation with Yosef. It talks about the death, of course, of Sarah, and it alludes to Rivka, and there's no mention at all of Leah. Leah's Petira is not mentioned whatsoever. And the Tzaddik Ranana teaches, and the Holy Sefer Tiferes Yisrael, he asks, why doesn't it say when and how Leah's demise came about? It says, Vatamas Rachel, why not Leah? And the Tzaddik Ranana says, it's Pashut, that by the story of the Dudaim, Rachel says to Leah, Lachin Yishkav Imcha Halayla, Yaakov can lay with you tonight. And the Mekubalim explain that that's going on the night during the Galus. Leah lies with Yaakov and is buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. Now, that means in death, Leah is connected to Yaakov. And Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. By Avram and Yitzchak it says Vayigva Vayamas. By Yaakov it says just Vayeyasef. Therefore, it does not say and talk about the death of Leah because she is together with Yaakov. Yaakov Lo Meis and Leah Lo Meis as well. Furthermore, the Mekubalim write in the Likutei Torah, the Arizal Parshas Vayetze, that Rachel and Leah represent two different realms. Rachel is what is called Alma Disgalaya, the world that is revealed. That's why her kever is in a very notable and revealed place. Ma'aras HaMachpelah is a cave within a cave. Leah represents Olam Disgalaya, the world of that is hidden. And therefore, since Leah represents the world that is hidden, her death is completely hidden in the Torah and not mentioned at all. And this actually is reflected. We know Tikkun Chatzos has Tikkun Rachel and Tikkun Leah, and the fact that Rachel and Leah represent Olam Deskasaya, reflection of this concept that Rachel's death is mentioned very prominently and Leah's is not. And the tikkun of Rachel and the tikkun of Leah is also Rachel's tikkun is ba'olam de'iskalaya and Leah's is ba'olam de'iskasaya. Wishing everyone agat tovach, gezunt tovach, mazel tovach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.